want all of you members of the public to know that we're glad that you're here. This is a public meeting. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak. First, though, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few words he'd like to share with you about how we conduct our meetings and how we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. As the chairman stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in October of 1998. Those rules are also found on the internet at the website of sussexcountyde.gov. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meetings to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that has been received by the office. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. First public hearing is conditional use 1720 Wayne and Janet Sansone.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for archery repair and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.0018 acre, more or less, lying southwest of Route 13A, 925 feet northwest of Route 468. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down a copy of a survey with a sketch showing the improvements proposed. Also, it has two letters. First one being from the Department of Transportation. It is in the form of a support facilities report. It was dated July 26 of 2006. It makes reference to the present zoning AR1, proposed conditional use. Makes reference to Seaford Road from Laurel's north limits to Route 28 to the South Blades limits. There is an annual average daily traffic of 5,924 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. Present level of service is level of service C and will not change as a result of this application. The information sent to DLDOT for review was that this is proposed to be an archery repair and retail shop, small business, mostly for hobby, noted few customers, and not open daily. Second thing was a letter from one of the neighbors, Linda Hastings, and it's dated August 3rd, due to my inability to attend the public hearing scheduled for August 9th, 2007. I'm writing in favor of the application being allowed to use their property for archery repair and sales. They have built a nice facility for this purpose, and where the building is placed on the back side of the property, it should not interfere with any other neighboring properties or create any threatening traffic situation. That's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you, Mr. Lank. Well, judging by the way you've stepped up here, I'm willing to guess that You are Wayne and you are Janet Sansone.
Yes, hi.
Okay, well, you have heard what our director has had to say in regard to your application. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, he pretty much said everything. I built this there because the closest place was down at the beach or Snow Hill. So I figured something more local would be good.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we're going to start with Mr. Gordy right here.
Yeah, Mr. Sansone, what is your proposal? You're proposing to fix archery equipment yourself?
Yeah, repair of archery bows.
Okay.
And of course, there are supplies that go along with it for sales.
But you're not anticipating the range, archery range?
I'm hoping to.
Okay. We get that established.
That would be necessary to go to the Board of Adjustment if that does.
Okay.
Right, not at this time.
Yeah,
but it's not something that we haven't thought about.
And what's your anticipated hours of operation?
In the afternoon, evening hours, probably for right now, probably like 1 to 7 o'clock, something like that.
Would you anticipate later on maybe expanding that?
Into the morning hours.
Yeah.
This goes.
What we're trying to establish is this is a conditional use.
Right.
And we can set the times when you can be open and when you have to be closed. So you
right.
need to tell us, you know, what hours you want to be open. Even though 2 years from now that you might want to expand there.
Yeah, well, later on, regular working hour day.
Okay.
You know, from in the morning to the afternoon.
Well, I mean, because of the archery, I mean, because of the hunting in general, I mean, people want to get up early and they want to stay out late. So it depends, you know, you want to be there for your customer. So it could be early in the morning, it could be late at night, but depending, I mean, it's a part-time thing right now. So we don't want to necessarily be restricted.
Something like 8 to 5 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what days of operation are you talking?
Probably Saturdays and Monday through Friday.
Okay, closed on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, 5 o'clock would be 5 o'clock closing? I would think you went
to 7 first. 7 o'clock. Really, I like to go to 7 o'clock.
He said 7 first.
7?
Yeah.
I know he said 7 o'clock, then he changed it to 5.
But what? You would say 7 to or 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Well, that's as of right now.
Extreme. But you don't have to be open all that time. You just
you don't have to
that's
be.
Your choice.
Oh, you know? I'm just covering. I understand.
Yeah, no, you don't have to be open that long. But, you know.
I mean,
if we set from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock and then you're open at 6 o'clock at night and somebody complains, you know, you're.
Okay. Well, can I get 7 to 7 then?
You can ask for whatever you want. It's going to be what the commission decides.
You can ask.
We might not get it, but we can ask.
Yeah. And I think that's the point that they're trying to make. You can ask for whatever you want.
I understand.
So that doesn't mean you have to be open 7 to 7.
Right, I got
you. Can be open 7 to 7.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that the commission's going to approve
it. It doesn't mean we're going to approve
it
either.
At all.
Yeah.
Sure. What type of deliveries would you be anticipating?
UPS is mainly they come there.
So no large deliveries, I wouldn't
say. No,
And a sign?
Yes, I like to put a sign on.
Lit or unlit?
Unlit.
Okay. And there shouldn't be any noise associated with this?
No, not at all.
And number of customers you think per day?
Per day?
Just a guess, I mean.
What if I said a dozen?
Maybe, I mean, you know. It's
maybe.
Not. It's nothing.
Yeah, maybe.
It's nothing large scale.
Tell you
right.
Like
it's not large
have.
Scale at all.
I'm sure you like to have
yeah,
a lot.
Definitely wouldn't be that.
That's all the question I have.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Smith.
How about employees?
Just myself. Basically, myself, or if my wife was going to be out there with me, and his family members.
Do you anticipate your site needing to have a dumpster?
No. No, not at all.
No.
Is there any chemical storage on the site? Anything that's glues or solvents, anything in any bulk that's associated with your repair?
Not at all.
No.
Not a bulk, no. I mean, glue, normally what he needs for repair.
Super glue or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, what he needs the glue for the fletchings and glue for, you know, things like that, waxes and whatever, but not in bulk now.
Nothing that would be beyond residential or a
hot no, not type. At all.
Yes. How about security lighting for the for that? If
I do have security lighting outside the building that comes on you know, as the sun goes down.
Mm-hmm. Is that shielded somewhat from the neighbors' properties? It's specific on yours.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, we're a fair distance from our neighbors. Mm-hmm. It's actually in the back of our property. Our property is an acre, and it's on the back quarter of their property, and there's a security light on one side and then lights on the front of the building which face our back door. The security light that's on the left hand side of the building is across an empty lot from us between that and the other house on the other side of us.
Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, basically we have the ball field, our ball field is behind our
us.
Property.
Yeah, so there's only one house near the shop at all, and it's two properties over.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Jones.
All my questions have been asked, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Couts.
I don't really have a question. I just want to make sure I understand. If he does decide that he needs to have a range or something that goes to the Board of Adjustments, does he then have to come back? If assuming that's awarded by the Board of Adjustments, would he then have to come back and have an amendment to the conditional use?
No.
Okay.
It's a separate issue.
Okay. That's all.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Robertson.
No questions. I answered all mine, particularly with the adjacent properties.
All right, then. We thank you very much. If you want to take a seat for a second, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just for information, the archery range, if there is one created, would be subject to a maximum 5-year limitation, you have to be reapplied to the board if you ever do that.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1720 Wayne and Janet Sansone? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1720? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use 1695.